Welcome back to another episode of The Inspired Educator, empowering new teachers to thrive. I'm your host, Dr. Latoya Crockett, and I'm so excited to have you join me today. This podcast is all about supporting new and aspiring teachers as they navigate the joys and challenges of teaching. Whether you're a first-year teacher, a substitute teacher, or transitioning into education, we are here to uplift and support as you navigate your teaching journey. We all know that teaching isn't just about lesson plans and classroom activities. It's also about navigating relationships with the people around us, whether it's our colleagues, parents, or even our students. Sometimes, those relationships require us having difficult conversations. Today, I am going to share with you 6 tips that have helped me to navigate difficult conversations. Since parent-teacher conferences are close, for me, mine are 2 weeks away, I am going to focus on navigating difficult conversations during parent-teacher conferences. These tips are designed to help you handle difficult situations, difficult conversations with confidence, clarity, and compassion. The first tip that I have for you is to be prepared. Prepare with intentionality. Before you sit down at your first conference, you have to be clear on the purpose of the conference. What is it that you want to discuss with your families? What is it that you want to convey? Set 2 to 3 goals for the conversation. What do you want to achieve? What do you want to get out of this conversation? Whether you are talking to your families about their child's behavior or their academics, you need to know what your main talking points are going to be for the conference. Typically, I will focus on something positive. I will focus on something that the child might need to work on. And then I ask the parents, what comments, concerns, questions do they have for me? So those are the 3 things that I have. I try to do something academic, something behavioral, and then I want to know what is it that the parents need from me? What questions do they have for me? Or what concerns? Those are my 3 things, my 3 goals that I focus on. You typically have 15 to 20 minutes for a conference. You cannot go over everything. So I try to pick the most important points to focus on. Remember, you have already contacted parents before this conference. This is just a formal sit-down meeting. If you are having behavioral concerns, the parents already know this. If your student is struggling academically, your parents already know this. In theory, this should just be an update for your families. As you are developing your talking points, it's really important that you consider the other person's perspective. So consider the perspective of your families. I have mentioned the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, several times. It's written by Stephen Covey. One of the habits, habit number 5, I believe, says seek first to understand, then to be understood. When you are preparing for your conferences, think about how your parents might feel and what they might be bringing to the table. You have to keep in mind that not all families have had a good experience with school. Whether they had a bad experience when they were children or they have had prior bad experiences with their child, maybe with an older sibling or the student that you currently have. When you are intentional with your preparation, when you are intentional with your talking points, with what you want to discuss, you will feel more grounded and ready to tackle the tough topics that you are going to cover. The second tip that I have for you is to listen authentically. This might sound like a given, but how often do you sit down and find yourself thinking about your response while someone else is talking? When you are in a hard conversation, it's crucial to listen deeply to what the other person is saying. It's not just about hearing their words. It's about understanding the emotions, the meaning that is behind those words. Be present in the conversation. As you are sitting in this conference, also keep in mind your body language. Keep in mind that your body language is another way that you show that you are listening. For example, are you crossing your arms and sitting back in your chair while your families are speaking to you? Are you making eye contact while your families are speaking to you? These little things can make a big difference in how your message is received. Tip number three, anticipate and control your emotions. We all have triggers. Every single one of us. Maybe it's when someone raises their voice, or maybe it's when someone cuts you off in the middle of a sentence. Maybe it's when a person changes their tone of voice. These things can cause us to become upset or angry. And if we are not careful, our emotions will take over the conversation. This is why it's important to know what your triggers are and to have a few calming strategies in place before you start the conversation. If you know that someone yelling at you is a trigger, if you know that someone cutting you off in the middle of your sentence is a trigger, develop calming strategies so that when it actually happens, you know what to do, you know what to say. A few calming strategies that I use, especially in the moment when I am in a hard conversation and I can feel myself getting upset, I practice deep breathing. I will visualize and I will count backwards. This helps me to stay focused in the conversation and it helps me to control my emotions. Another great calming strategy is using aromatherapy. If you are allowed, you could have an essential oil diffuser in your classroom. It can already be up and going before the parents arrive. These tools can help you stay calm and focused, especially when your conversations are starting to get tense. Tip number four. Be confident and firm in what you are saying. Now, when it comes time for you to speak, when it comes time for you to share your information, maybe share your data or a benchmark assessment, maybe samples of your students' work, don't be shy about it. Say what you have to say. When you speak, be sure to present facts only. Present the data. Present your information clearly and confidently. If you are talking to a parent about a student's behavior, have examples ready. If you know what caused the child to behave the way that they did, be prepared to share that information with the parent. Tell the parents what you did in that moment. Only state the facts. Do not start adding on and giving your personal opinions. Stick to the facts. If you are telling parents their child is not doing well academically, if they are not performing at grade level, have samples of that child's work. I would recommend a sample of their independent work, a sample of work that they have completed with adult support, and if possible, to have a sample of work that shows what the grade level expectation is. When you speak concisely and maintain eye contact, you will be able to appear more confident. You will feel more confident. It's about staying firm in your message while also being respectful to the parent. Tip number five, when you come into this conference, come with solutions. I cannot stress this enough. It is so easy to focus on the problem. It is easy to place blame on other people, but it is far more productive to come to the table with potential solutions. For example, if a student is struggling with behavior, tell the parent what you have done, what have you already put in place, and what you will continue to do to support their child. Share the steps that you're taking and how you plan to move forward. The focus should always be on the issue at hand, not on the person, not on the child. My final tip for you today, after conferences have wrapped up, you have given parents all the information that you have available. You have listened to what they have had to say. You have made sure that you have been respectful. You have come with solutions. Both parties are leaving with a clear game plan for moving forward. Keep in mind that the conversation does not end with that conference. You have to follow. Following up with families after a conference is just as important as the conference itself. I would recommend that you check in within a week or so to update your families on how things are going. This is specific to those students where you have had to tell parents that we have a behavior concern in the classroom, or your child is not performing on grade level. Those families I would definitely follow up with. Now, if time permits, follow up with all of your families. A quick email goes a long way. Make sure that your families know that you are here to help and to support them, that you are working with them to ensure that their child is getting everything that they need. Following up not only shows that you care, but it also opens up an ongoing line of communication. That is the key to building strong, lasting relationships. Those are my 6 quick tips for navigating tough conversations during parent-teacher conferences. I know that it can feel overwhelming, especially when you're a new teacher. But remember, the more you prepare, the more that you experience conferences, the easier that this process will get. The more you work on these skills, the easier these conversations will become. To all of our listeners, thank you so much for listening today. If you know a new teacher, or if you thought this was helpful, please be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to follow and to subscribe. As always, you are not just thriving, you are thriving with a purpose.